Hey, this is Ken Jensen. I beat bipolar disorder in an all-natural fashion back in the mid-2000s. And believe it or not, that's not even the coolest part of my story. What I learned through that process and what came next and how that applied to bipolar and why bipolar was ever even part of the process was mind-blowing, to say the least. Bipolar has hidden within it strengths. I'm going to show you what I mean and how they've shown up in my life so you can do the same. Hey, this is Ken Jensen and welcome to the show. You're listening to episode 49. It's a question. Bipolar people, are you a Da Vinci? So my head's spinning. I had a full day of sifting through what I thought I was going to do, testing out a couple of new softwares and systems online to help me deliver, repurpose old content that still is relevant and that I still enjoy talking about in conversation, but I don't use on my website anymore. This stuff would have been part of an old website, Outsider's Journey. And what happened with that site at the time, based on where I thought my work was going, I did like a journaling exercise. And then some. I had written even many years back, before I even started this site, years back, I had written, I counted it up at one time. Now I can no longer remember. I wrote something like 250,000 words worth of what mattered to Kenny. And it was anything and everything that I found useful for solving the problems in life that I had so far. And then I wrote all these articles and then I had to sort them all into main topics and subtopics, and I made them look real nice on that site. They're still all in there, but you can't see it. I got like a placeholder there. If you punch in that URL, you won't see any of this stuff. But when I switched to Bipolar Excellence, my coach at the time told me, after reviewing some of my work, and we did some back and forth before we spoke. By the time we spoke, she was like, "You're not going to like this, but for what you want out of life and where your value lies, that this site, even though you've worked your brains out on it, which is obvious," she's like, "it's not going to get you there. It's just not going to get you what you want. There's nothing wrong with it per se. It's just not going to perform the way you want." So she left me with, and that was hard to take. And I felt that was potentially going to happen in the call. It was why I hired a coach in the first place, to think the thing was not going anywhere. So I've held on to that forever. I've taken some things out of it and put them into the current site, into bipolarexcellence.com, but just some. So today I took an actual hardcore run at, I found a cool way of reformatting that information, and I was going to put it into my blog that I didn't even realize I had. I was thinking, this is how it goes. I was thinking, I ought to start a blog. And then I looked on my site and I saw a thing that said blog in the footer. I'm like, huh. I clicked on it. There's only like 4 articles in it, and they're from the old site. Stuff that I felt was important. And I referenced those things elsewhere in my site. So I wasn't really even blogging per se, but there was nowhere else to put them that they made sense. So I already had a blog, forgot I started one. I'm going through all this material and I can't get enthused about it. And I'm reading this stuff and I'm fine with what I wrote. It's stuff I've said for years, talked about for years, but something wasn't sitting right with me. And like never before, I finally realized, my coach, Rhonda, that's my second coach by the name of Rhonda, I now realize. Rhonda was right. This stuff just wasn't how I wanted to do it. Nothing wrong with it, just it isn't matching how I want to go. So I decided to scrap that entire plan, but just getting through that kind of smoked my ability to do much with the rest of this day. It's already coming up on 9 p.m. on Saturday, 17 December. I have yet to watch Black Adam. It just came on HBO Max. So it was like, I want to do that, but I did hear the noises I make. The consistency had to be brought back into play with this podcast. Before my dad passed away, I was knocking out podcasts regularly, rapidly, and I was pretty much digging how the process went. I was in the zone, and then understandably, I fell out of the zone. Now I'm trying to get back into it, and it is not easy. It's like trying to get back into the gym after an injury. You want back in, but to actually do it, you get where everybody else is that's never done it. It's hard to even start. So that's where I'm at now. It took a lot for me to even turn on the machinery and do what I'm doing this very second inside your earballs. But I'm very glad now that I did. Just like when I get back into the gym, I'm always glad I restarted. It feels fantastic. This does too. So what I want to do, something slightly different I've never done on this podcast before. I thought it would be helpful if I read the original article, which is not long, but when I reread it, I really still dig the shit out of what I wrote. I don't want to explain too much what it is because it'll override the actual sharing of the article. I'll read this thing and then I'll have some afterthoughts. Before I read it, I wanted to make you aware, if you go to bipolarexcellence.com, there's ways of working with me. If you've been listening to me for a while and you want a guy like me in your back pocket helping you create something, helping you find some peace in your life as you're creating something, or you're just needing some inspiration in a direct fashion with somebody that won't dick around and will help you get right to the work of doing the work, go to bipolarexcellence.com and click on Work with Ken. I have courses as well, one of which is directly how I beat bipolar disorder. It's my It Takes Guts to Be Well course. That's in there. If bipolar all by itself is, if that's it, dealing with that is it, and you've caught my show because it's got bipolar keywords, then that course is for you. There's other courses that match where my life's at now and where I'm going next. I've learned a lot. Can't wait for you guys to dig in and find out what I learned and see how it helps you. And as we talk about it, I will learn even more, or I will learn how to use the stuff that's in my head that I haven't even found a home for yet. I don't know till you talk to me. Take those courses and get back to me. One of them, all of them, I don't care. If you work with me, I'll give you all the courses for free. That's a standing thing. That'll always be the case. There's going to be more courses as I go. So I just wanted to make that clear. All right. Here's the original article. I found out that I'm a Da Vinci personality. If you're reading my blog and returning, maybe you are too. So what is that? I was introduced to the term in The Da Vinci Method by Garrett Laporto. To date, it is the only book I've ever read in one sitting. I was so excited because it was the first time I'd ever been shown the template to my type of personality. It was as if Garrett had interviewed me to write it. A Da Vinci searches, seeks, and strives. We are the artists, the innovators, the big thinkers, the dreamers, the sometimes insane or unbalanced, the champions, the warriors, the charismatic criminals, the addicts, the painfully misunderstood, and the geniuses. We think in wholes, not parts. Da Vinci see events on many levels simultaneously and easily give voice to complicated topics. We don't kneel before anyone, can't keep our thoughts to ourselves, and we won't shut up. The status quo nauseates us. Authority makes our skin crawl. We create beauty and remarkable items of interest that cause everyone else to think or wake up. We're the canaries in the mine. Da Vinci's are the people that can spot the shifts in our cultures before everyone else. We are the agents of change, the trendsetters. A Da Vinci feels more. We emote more, are more descriptive, and make deeper connections with others faster. We solve the problems no one else can. This is purely due to the fact that we completely do not see the world the same way as the masses around us do, and we see connections across multiple levels of thought and feedback. We see deep, wide, and high, and we see how it all connects, assists, and influences one another. Life is a 3D map to our minds, defined by an envisioning ability most lack. We see what's not there yet, and have the faith to know that it will be, and that we have what it takes to bring it to reality. We're the sauce, the zing, the flavor. Da Vinci's make life friggin' interesting for everyone else in our lives. This is sometimes fantastic for us, and sometimes a disaster. The things that make us the most interesting, the drivers deep within us, can also cause us pain. Normal is painful to us. We have a higher threshold for excitement, fear, chaos, and danger. When everyone around us begins to freak out as a new disaster hits, we come alive. We are the calm ones directing the screaming hordes. We are the fireman, the cop, the warrior, the boss everyone else turns to for help when everyone's job is on the line as a group. Understanding all of this kickstarted my awareness that I should demand more from myself in order to have what I really deserved. I had to somehow help others get what they needed on a scale I'd never attempted, because that same scale was how big my goals had become. The way I've chosen to do that is through BipolarExcellence.com. Welcome. Let's poke around in the fog together a bit, shall we? End article. Okay, so I changed the website in the end because otherwise it wouldn't have made sense. So, I would only change one other thing in that article, and I'm not even clear how to explain it, to be honest with you, but I mentioned in order to have what I really deserved, in personal development, I'm not going to go technical on you because I'm incapable of remembering such details. We get what we deserve. That's a neutral statement. We get what we deserve. If you think you deserve more and you don't have it, it's because you haven't yet become the person to get what it is you think you deserve. Good Lord, is that a hard cookie to swallow? It sucks, because we all feel like we deserve better. So I guess really it's grammatical. Deserve is the wrong word. I don't know what the right word would be. It's closer to like striving, or, you know, I really don't know. I'd have to sit and ponder to come up with the best word to fit. But whatever you have, that's what you deserve. If it doesn't suit you, if it completely sucks, you need to look at why life felt you deserve that. In some cases, it's going to mean that you got to step up your game. In other cases, you are being some external force is exerting itself upon you in a way that's horrible, and you feel you deserve something better than that. Well, no matter what, life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. Life itself is neutral. It's just a thing, and it's happening. The only thing you can control about that is your reaction to it. This sucks balls. Knowing this, me personally, knowing this and still not having what I want on a large scale, it's hard to take even as I share it with you. But I can tell you this much, after years of picking through my own head and doing all the personal development and healing kind of work that I did and still do, I don't like it any more than you do. But I have there's a center of calm in me that I can feel, not as strong as I would like to, but I feel it when I say, like what I just said, you get what you deserve, but this isn't what I want. Well, become the person that gets what that thing is that you feel you deserve. I think what you'll find too, because I have, at least in some cases, what you think you deserve isn't even what you really want as you get moving along. You might hit it, you might get these things, and then like they don't give you what you want, or, which has been more often the case for me, I don't ever get those things. But how I feel about that changes for the positive. And I have switched gears in the past a handful of times in a big way to get closer to what it is I want out of life and be okay with the process looking like it does as that happens. You're listening to the current iteration of Ken. It's going to change again. I want it to change again. Right now, I'm in a certain way with a certain set of perspectives and beliefs, and it's coming out of me as you're currently bearing witness. It's not going to stay this way. And that's kind of the fun thing, one of the fun things I've learned in the doing of all of this. I don't want it to stay that way. But right now, I'm in a healthy plateau where I've got to continue building out at this level in this way, because that's where all my paths led me. That's where all my information has taken me. All my interactions with everybody ever in my life have caused me to understand life the way I do now and talk to you about it the way I do now. And that's that. I guess what I'm getting at is this experience has shown me this won't hold. There's things I want to do with life. There's people I want to reach. There's people I want to work with on projects. I'm not there yet. There's a scale I want to reach of creation and production that is only going to get handed to me, say, per se, when I meet whoever you are that has that project. And that is a big part of why I built all of this, the website, the podcast, and everything else I've ever created to get to this point. Some of you in older episodes, you've heard me talk about that media center, 721 Media Center. I had my version of Shangri-La where I woke up every morning early, excited to get out of bed, would tear ass down the road to get to the place, not even knowing fully what might happen to me there that day, just knowing it would be cool. And even if it was hard, it was going to be cool because everyone around me was on the same page. Everybody was unique. A lot of people were charismatic. Some people were just terribly interesting, even though highly introverted. It was just a fun, eclectic batch of people doing really cool shit, practically in secret in my town, which ain't tiny. And I want that back. I want that back. I'm not saying I deserve it. I'm saying I want it. And the people that populated that building and all its multiple creativity-based companies, I'm searching for those people again now here with you. If any of this resonates with you, please go to bipolarexcellence.com. On the homepage, you can sign up for my newsletter where you will get an awesome gift to kickstart the process of building out your dream if you haven't yet. And even if you have, there's going to be a couple things in there I say that'll improve your situation, even if you're ahead of me. And that's one final thing I want to say. I learned this from Rich Litvin. I want to work with people, at least to a certain degree. I want to work with people that are way ahead of me. Because one of the coolest things I learned about myself is people just want me around. They want my input. They want my advice. Sometimes they just want my presence. I've had this proven to me over and over again. It's because of how I am with people. Not everyone loves me to death. For some people, I'm a... what do you call that word? An acquired taste. But so I'm not full of myself when I say these things. I've seen the effect year after year after year in different ways, mostly with creative people, not always. It's in a few other areas too, but those areas don't appeal to me as a career path. Working with creative type people who want someone like me to bounce ideas off of and not be a yes man. If they got an idea, they want someone to talk to them straight about what a third party feels about that idea because they're too buried in it to see whether it's good or bad anymore. And that's where I come in. I can't wait to be part of things like that with you. Okay, I'm tapped. I hit a wall in my brain. I just felt it. Thank you for listening this long. The podcast is picking up steam. I'm getting more daily listens than ever before. And I love watching that graph climb. It's an exciting thing for me when I dig into my data to see what's going on with who. I'm in 28 countries now. That means who knows what. It could be one of them or two of them or 10 of them are robot programs that just download. I don't know. But it's better than two countries. Watching that number grows awful fun. You might want to do something like that as well. And again, I just want to help you do it. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. And be well.